Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day. And this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And lately, I've been feeling like I had, as of last week, I had kind of felt like I was lacking inspiration. I was really feeling like, you know, I have a lot of the amazing speaking opportunities that are coming up that I'm going to be doing. I have a book coming out in May, but a lot of speaking before that around the book and book launches and interviews and all of these incredible things that I've always waited for. And of course, in the moments where these things come and arise and finally come into your life after long manifestation and prayer and doing all of the things that you need to do to get to this place, I really started getting attacked with the I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not smart enough. Again, this is the same story coming up another way, just on a different platform. New level, new devil, right? So for me, what's been coming up is like, I have this fear I'm going to forget everything or I'm not smart enough. It's like, who am I to be on that stage with these people? Or am I going to have anything valuable to say or offer? I'm just going to get out there and teach them like these basic things and maybe forget what I'm saying. And I know that it's not going to be that way, but these are the things that I am feeling most often. And I've actually been coaching with someone. I've been coaching with Christine Hassler, who's been on this podcast, because I need to bring in a really compassionate voice to myself to remind myself that I'm getting these opportunities because I belong there, and also to really bring in a loving, nurturing, coaching voice from maybe this is, you know, something more mothering, maybe this is something more soulful. Whatever it is that I need that maybe I did not have before in my life. So when these things come up, it's not, you know, it's not about pushing through and saying, no, more preparation, or yes, you can, and being that cheerleader for me, because that's what's gotten me through in the past. But I want to enjoy this process. So I could go to that cheerleader voice, which is definitely something that I tap into, like, yes, you can. This is what you're made for. This is what you love. This is what gets you excited. And that really works. But it doesn't work long term for me. What happens is I go back to that fear voice. And the thing is that I want to enjoy this. I want to enjoy this time in my life. I want to enjoy this process. I don't want to be just wishing from the next thing to the next thing, like, oh, when that's done, then I'll be relieved. When that's done, I'll feel like I have some space. When that's done, you know, all of this anxiety will go away. I don't want all of the things that I have wished for to be wished away because I am anxious. Do you know what I'm saying right now? So you guys, you know, there's been some things coming up for me, and this is, I'm going to talk about a couple different topics here, but for me, number one is really looking at that and saying, what do I need? What voice do I need? What nurturing do I need to give myself? And also, you know, some things that I've been listening to on podcasts to get re-inspired and get myself back into that groove is, what am I doing that's making me, what am I thinking that's making me feel anxious? Or what am I doing that's making me feel a certain way? Because lately, I had also felt kind of I want to say bored, but not necessarily bored. I'm just doing the same thing a lot. And even though, yes, I'm doing something that I love, I'm writing my book, in my life, I'm not doing a lot of other things that I want to be doing right now, even though maybe I could make a little bit more time for them. So it always reminds me of that quote, you're not bored, you're boring. It's so fitting for me. So it's like, you're not bored, you're just boring. Like, and that's okay. Sometimes that's okay in your life. Like right now I'm writing a book. So that's where that compassion voice needs to come in a little bit more for myself. Like, that's okay. Okay. Well, maybe take a different, do what you can do right now. Take a different route when you're running, listen to a different podcast, listen to a different mentor, like do some different things to not feel as boring or the same. Because as much as we love routine, right? As much, I am such a routine baby, you guys. I like thrive in it. I love it. I roll in it. It's like putting carbs and pasta on my face and eating it. That's how much I love it. Like, it's so good. But then all of a sudden I wake up when I've just been in routine day after day after day. And I'm like, oh, holy hell, I'm boring. Like, I'm boring because I'm bored with this. So even though I'm a creature of habit, even creatures of habit need to get out of habit to shake things up. So I recently had a friend text me and say, You know, what do you do when you feel like you're just not inspired? You don't know what you want to do. You're just feeling like you totally don't have a direction right now. And I was like, well, what have you been doing? What has your life been looking like? And it was a lot of the same. Beautiful routines, beautiful rituals, doing a lot of really amazing things. But it was the same thing day in and day out. The same people, no new things, no new actions, no new activity. So we can be making massive headway. We can totally power through. But I do believe that we need to shake our lives up. So if you're like me, I'm resistant to shaking my life up. I don't like it. I don't even like to travel. But it's so funny because as I say that, I'm like, yes, you do. You just don't like the resistance around it and the parts that, you know, the hard stuff that you believe goes into getting to the places, right? You don't like that stuff. Because once I'm in a groove traveling, or I kind of find, you know, my space traveling as far as I found a bit of a routine that I like on the road. I know I just said break routine, and I do believe in breaking all routine. But some things for me to make it a little bit better are, like, I bring my own body pillow. I totally do. My close friends know this about me. I will travel everywhere with a giant suitcase so that I can bring my body pillow, who is lovingly named Barney because the first one I had was purple. So you just got the name Barney. So every body pillow thereafter, whether it was, you know, purple, pink, yellow, white, whatever it is a Barney. So I bring my Barney with me everywhere. Yes, I'm a 36-year-old woman saying I bring my Barney everywhere. To make it feel a little more routine. So anyway, you guys, what I want to make sure is that you are planning something to shake up your life. And if that seems really scary, see where you can find the routine and the grounding within the shakeup. Does that make sense? So look at your life, see where you can bring in a little bit more newness, new things, new people, get a different coffee, eat somewhere different, go on a different running route, go to a different gym, go do something different, even if it seems hard, because you're going to get a different perspective. You're going to feel totally different. Sometimes our problems are not as much of an us problem, but a what we're doing problem. And it's also what you're doing might actually be causing you to think thoughts that are keeping you feeling bored and stuck. So sometimes we have these external problems that are really internal things that we could shake up by changing our external world. So yes, it's an internal problem, right? But at the same time, our external world can sometimes reflect our internal world can react because of our external world. So if I just took you on a tiny run around the block 10 times with those last sentences, that's good. You can think your way through and make it mean whatever you want it to mean, because I'm still not sure what that just meant. So, all right, you guys, it's the part where I'm like, it's my podcast. I'm going to ramble to you. But I want you to take a look and see where you can shake up your life and where you might think that you have problems or things that are, you know, going wrong in your life, or things that you wish were different that maybe you actually have a bit of control over, either from self-talk or you could do something different in your life. A lot of times my anxiety comes from inactivity. You know, I used to wake up in the middle of the night every single night feeling so anxious. And don't you know it, as soon as, it sounded like Bobby's World, don't you know, Bobby? And don't you know it, as soon as I started doing these things that I knew I was put on this planet to be doing, aka helping people or going with those soul hits or writing poetry or learning guitar or anything small, you guys, it doesn't have to be this big thing that you think is your purpose. It can be these small things like, wow, I think I'm supposed to start baking pies. I'm not even kidding you. Wow, I think I'm supposed to start that pottery class. I better start it. And guess what, you guys? I stopped waking up in the middle of the night every single night feeling anxious because my life started being lived instead of begging for me to start living it every night. It was like my soul was like, I'm going to keep waking you up. I'm going to keep giving you insomnia. I'm going to keep giving you anxiety. I'm going to keep attacking you in the places that you think are the only safe places that you have left in your life. And I'm going to give you a panic attack, or I'm going to make it not so fun. I'm going to make it kind of uncomfortable until you listen. The problem is we think that we have to do these big things and be these big things in order to really fulfill that call. And that's not what it is at all. Start small, you guys. Start small. Okay, I'm sending you so much love. I want to hear what you're going to start with. So go find this on my Instagram. Let me know, are you going to bake pies? I mean, let's bake a pie, right? Thanksgiving is coming, or is it here right now as this is out? Sweet potato souffle. I mean, what is it? What is your soul calling you to do? Small or big? I want to know. So comment on here. And you guys, always, I'm sending you so much love, and it would mean the world to me if you enjoy this podcast. It really helps me get guests on. If you would go onto your computer, subscribe, rate, and review, and share with your friends. So I know so many of you share on your Insta stories, and I write back to each and every one of you. If I missed you for any reason, write me again. I'll get you again. But anyway, I just want to send deep gratitude, because without you, I would just be talking to no one. Okay. All right, guys. So have the best day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.